Clark County Commissioner and Democrat Steve Sisolak is arguably the frontrunner to become his party's nominee for governor this fall. To see where he stands on the issues, he spoke to our news director, Michelle Billman, about his agenda as governor and how he plans to appeal to voters in northern Nevada.
On a basic level, why do you want to be governor? It's a big job.
It is a big job, and I've been fortunate. I've lived in Nevada now for more than 40 years, and I've got my master's degree at UNLV, and I'm a single dad, raised two daughters, and I'm very proud of both of them. And I've been successful in business, and I've had an opportunity to get involved in public service, and I see that we've improved a lot in Nevada, but there's a lot of areas that we can still improve further, and I'd like to bring the same opportunities to everybody that I had when I moved to Nevada, and I think I can provide a lot of resources to the state.
Take me through the top two or three legislative priorities that you're pushing for.
The three big issues that I'm focusing on in my campaign and I intend to focus on in my administration are jobs, education, and health care.
And to break those down a little bit, actually, in northern Nevada, we're seeing a lot of economic development, but there are concerns that the actual jobs that we're getting here are relatively low-wage jobs.
Well, when you get into the jobs, the first thing you've got to do is you're attracting construction jobs to build the facilities for the permanent jobs. And those are not usually low-paying jobs. Those are tradesmen and tradeswomen that, you know, make good wages, you know, the $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 range. Now, I'm not in favor of creating minimum wage jobs. That's not what it's about. It's about creating high quality jobs. And when you get into the tech industries and some of those ancillary businesses related to them, they are better paying. But I think when you look at attracting businesses, you need to decide what is going to provide the best paying opportunities and jobs for the citizens and constituents.
Governor Sandoval has pinpointed the need for more job training and preparation so that we actually do have the workforce for, you mentioned the tech companies right. That are coming in. How do we make that happen?
I think, and it's one of the platforms that I'm focusing my campaign on, and is job training. And I think we need to do more in our K-12 system in terms of job training. I spent 10 years on the Board of Regents and spent quite a bit of time in northern Nevada as it relates to UNR and the community colleges up here. And one of the frustrating things I had were students were going to school for 5 years to get a four-year degree because you couldn't get your capstone courses, and then they're graduating with $60,000 and $80,000 worth of student debt, and the only job they could get would be an assistant manager at a grocery store or a fast food restaurant. So I think we've kind of misled them in terms of, you know, what would be at the end of the educational rainbow, so to speak. I think what we need to do more in the high schools is get back into more vocational technical training where you can take a student, whether you're training them in the tech industry, you're training them in the culinary industry, you're training them in one of the building trades, let them spend their junior and senior year acquiring some of those skills and then move them immediately into apprenticeship and a journeyman, and that then they can support themselves and they're immediately eligible for, you know, those higher paying jobs.
And you've got another fellow Clark County Commissioner, Chris Giunchigliani, also running as a Democratic candidate. How are you going to set yourself apart from her?
Well, Chris and I are different in terms of where our priorities lie. I mean, I think we've got some things that are in common, some of the Democratic principles that you see with both of us. I've got more experience, I think, in terms of running the commission. I'm in my fifth year as chair of the county commission. I'm just in the middle of my third term on the county commission, but I've made education a priority, having served 10 years on the Board of Regents, which was a volunteer job. It wasn't a paid job. And I think that I'm more familiar with the workforce in development. So I think that there's a distinct difference between the two of us.
That was Clark County Commissioner and gubernatorial hopeful Steve Sisolak speaking to our news director, Michelle Billman. Reno Public Radio previously spoke to his primary opponent, Chris Giunchigliani. That interview is also available on our website, KUNR.org. For the past several weeks, KUNR has also been working to set up a time to speak with top Republican candidates, Attorney General Adam Laxalt and Treasurer Dan Schwartz, and we are still waiting to hear back.